Good morning, WLLY listeners. Welcome to a brand new year. It's 2024. I'm Brother Amen Dave Moran, and you may remember me from my former program here and from the Harbor Light Holiness program a few years back, and also quite recently from Brother Bruce Hall's and Friends radio program. But the Amen Corner is on the air again. We'll have some good singing and music, as well as some old-time preaching. We'll be on the air each Saturday from 10:30 till 11 here on WLLY. This program is part of my personal ministry to see God's Word glorified. So here is today's program. Just a note to those on the internet, you can listen to WLLY Radio anywhere by going to WLLYradio.com. That's WLLY Radio, all one word, .com, and then follow the instructions. It's time for some music on the Amen Corners.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, pointing souls to Calvary, to the crimson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but the Lord leads me on, through Him I must win. And oh, I want to see Him and look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I'll cling more close to Him, He will give me light. Satan's snares may vex my soul, turn my thoughts aside, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whate'er betide. And oh, I want to see Him and look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When in valleys low I look toward the mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight, with a gentle hand outstretched toward the valley low, guiding me I can see, as I onward go. And oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. When before me billows rise from the mighty deep, then the Lord directs my bark, He does safely keep. And He leads me gently on through this world below. He's a real friend to me, oh I love Him so. And oh, I want to see Him and look upon His face, and to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I'm in a new world.
The Lord has been so good to me, He set my captive spirit free. Old things are passed away, all things are new today. He gave me life for passing in. Oh, how I've changed since I found Him. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. And I'm in a new world, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, sinful road. I had no friend to share my load. I wander here and there, yet no one seemed to care. But when I knelt that night to pray, I stepped into a brand new day, and I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me. I can't explain the way I feel. There's not a doubt, I know it's real. There's glory in my soul, the hallelujahs roll. Though earthly friends may turn me down, I still retain the peace I've found. I'm in the world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, then I had a great surprise. I'm living in a brand new world since the Lord saved me. I'm in a new world, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, ever since that happy day. He opened up my blinded eyes, then I had a great surprise. I'm living in a brand new world since the Lord saved me. Then I had a great surprise. I'm in a new world since the Lord saved me.
Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I was feeling the Lord in that one. That's why I kept on going. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Amen Dave. We're going to begin our sermon now. The most important part of our program, as Brother Bruce used to say, and it's still true today, but we're going to be in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, and I'll begin with verse 1. That's 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4. And Paul is speaking here. He says, "Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. A lot of people have wondered, you know, what is the will of God for me? Here Paul is revealing one of God's wills for you. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication and all other things too. In verse 4, we're picking up again, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and in honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. And here he's talking about lustful acts, carrying on, men and women, illicit sex, illicit things going on, unclean behavior. It was a lot of common things in that day, and he's telling them they need to quit that and not even think about it anymore. That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. And that concupiscence, a long word there, but it has to do with lust and envying, like the Ten Commandments. It says, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, anything that is thy neighbor's." It's coveting and wanting things that don't belong to you, basically. Okay, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, Paul says, but unto holiness. Unto holiness, isn't that something? A lot of people are afraid of that word holiness, but he says God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given us his Holy Spirit. In other words, if you're against holiness, you're against God. Isn't that an alarming statement from Brother Paul? But as teaching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. That's if you're born again, if you're serving the Lord, you're seeking him, reading the word, you'll be taught of God to love one another. And indeed, ye do it unto all the brethren which are in Macedonia. But now we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more. In other words, you're doing right. Keep on doing it. Like I like to say, keep on keeping on. And that ye study to be quiet. How about that? My wife, I had to chuckle a little bit, but one of my favorite, one of the sayings that my wife had was, I'm not studying that. You know, something I would maybe joke with her about something. She said, I'm not studying that, she would say. It was a way of her explaining things. I'm not going to pay much mind to it. You know, she said, I'm not studying that. But here Paul says, study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you to work with your own hands, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. In other words, those that have died, those that died in faith. I would not have you ignorant concerning those which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. And without Christ, without God, there is no hope. For if we believe, that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And that word prevent is the old usage of the word, if you think of Latin pre and venir, is to come before, in other words. We think of pre and venir is vene in Latin. It means to come before. It also, we use it today to say stop something. But in the Latin, and the use here is to come before. So if you get there first, you have an ability to stop something. But he's saying that we won't stop those which are asleep. We're not going to be first there, for the Lord himself shall descend, in verse 16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. But if you believe the Bible, he says, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. You know, what is being caught up together with them in the clouds? That sounds like a rapture to me. That sounds like what we call a plain air ride. Not an airplane ride, but riding through the plain air. You know, we're going to be caught up with them, with the ones who have gone on before us. We're going to be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And the wonderful part of that, it says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort ye one another with these words. And that is the end of chapter 4. So we're going to go on to chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. And Paul goes on to tell them, but of the times and seasons, brethren, ye need not that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now, a lot of people will teach that about the Lord coming as a thief in the night, and here it is. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation, part of the armor of God. You can look that up in your scripture sometime, the armor of God. It's interesting, he's calling the breastplate of faith and love. And other place, we have the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith. But here it's the breastplate of faith and love. That'll do a whole lot for you as far as protection. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's another one about the rapture here. God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people think, well, we're going to have to go through the tribulation and the wrath of God is going to be poured out on the church. No. It says, in the last chapter we read, it said, wherefore comfort ye one another with these words. And if God's going to pour the wrath of his wrath out on the church, that's not very comforting. He says, for God, here in verse chapter 5, verse 9, he says, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, whether you're dead or alive, in Christ, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Also do ye. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And that's a place where your pastor, those that are over you, elders in the church, you ought to really honor them. One place it says with double honor, you know, we beseech you, and not to muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. They're working, in other words, they're working for you. They're dividing the word for you and working. They're worthy of their hire. You ought to support your church. You ought to gather together and help them. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the elders in the church, and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And 14 here, it says, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. You know, this unruliness is all over the world today, but it says to warn them that are unruly, and comfort the feeble-minded. There's something I wanted to talk about there. It says, comfort the feeble-minded. Don't make them the president of the United States. Don't make the feeble-minded. Well, I'll end my political statement there. But it says to comfort the feeble-minded. You know, they need help. They need to be somewhere where they can be helped. And something like the feeble-minded that's not really ready for a old folks' home or hospital or something like that, just comfort them and let them know everyone doesn't have the same amount of mental ability. But it says to comfort the feeble-minded and support the weak. And going further on the feeble-minded thing, I've known a lot of people in my years in the church that maybe they weren't the brightest light bulb in the church, but their simple faith can work miracles. You know, they don't have all the intelligence maybe of some people, but their simple faith can work miracles through God. God loves those people. and comfort the feeble-minded. Don't treat them mean. Don't treat them ugly. You know, learn to understand them. They're the ones who can be childlike before God, and they can get a prayer through. You know, maybe when you're having trouble, you know, you might have to rely on them one day. They may be feeble-minded, but God loves them. And it says, support the weak also, and be patient toward all men. We need that today. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. There's a lot of evil in this world, but the Bible here says, Paul says, don't render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and all men. That way we can be like God does. You know, he sends his rain upon the just and upon the unjust. And here in 16 it says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. It seems like we have to do that nowadays. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. Before, the will of God was to be sanctified. That was the will of God, sanctification. And also, here another one, in giving of thanks. Giving thanks to God, being thankful for what you have. You know, thanking God for the good things of life and the blessings. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. How do you prove it? With the Word of God. You prove it through the Word of God. Despise not prophesying. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm a cessationist. I don't believe that the Spirit of God works in the church anymore. There's no more speaking in tongues, no more prophecy, no more things. The Bible was written, and that's sealed it all up, and it's all for the first century of faith or something like that. But no, we need God. We need His Spirit. Praise God. I love a service where the man of God is up there speaking through the Spirit of God. You've got anointed speaking, and you can also have anointed hearing. You can hear the word from your pastor, and other scriptures will come to your mind right away. And it's God helping you and confirming the word with scriptures in your head. If you know the Bible enough, you can sit there and have anointed hearing along with the anointed speaking. It's just a wonderful thing. It's great. You know, you don't speak up and interrupt the pastor by any means, but you have that in your heart. You can quietly, you know, like it says about Mary. She says she pondered all those things in her heart, and it's wonderful to be able to ponder those things. It says in 20, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. That's an important thing today. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body, that's three parts there, your spirit, your soul, and your body. He says, I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Brethren, pray for us. Like I said, you need to pray for your pastor. You need to pray for those. Pray for this program. If you don't have anything else to pray about, you know, pray for me. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. Well, I think that has gone by the wayside quite a bit. But at least shake hands and be friendly. We don't want to, abstain from all appearance of evil. It might look evil to some people in this day and age, like the days of Lot and the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. But it says to greet the brethren with an holy kiss, which in the Middle East was accepted at that time. And we don't much accept it today. Probably we ought to, but we let some people take over all that. And it's kind of ruined things for us. I charge you by the Lord, that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The first epistle unto the Thessalonians was written from Athens. That's where Paul wrote the book, from Athens. Okay, God bless you. That's our scripture for today. Okay, praise the Lord. This is Brother Dave again, and we've got a couple minutes left on the program, so let's get some more music.
Some morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away, fly away,
fly away
to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, fly away, fly away. I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away, fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away, fly away,
fly away
when the shadows of this life have grown. I'll fly away, fly away. Like a bird from prison bars that's flown, I'll fly away, fly away,
fly away.
I'll fly away, fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away, fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away, fly away,
fly away.
Just a few more weary days.
Fly away. I hope we're all ready to fly away. He could come in any day. The Lord could come any day. And closing the program out today, I want to wish everyone a very happy new year, a prosperous one. God bless. And we'll be excited to keep on this program and to see what God will do with 2024. You know, we're interested to know. Praise the Lord. God bless you is our prayer. This has been the Amen Corner radio program with Dave Moran. This program is on the air each Saturday from 10:30 to 11. Thank you all for tuning in. If you're looking for a home church or a church to visit, come to our services here at Harbor Light Holiness Church on Highway 42 East, just about 2 miles from Wilson, on the left-hand side, just past Tarts Mill Road. Sunday service is at 10:30 a.m., and evening service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek service is at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, so you can come and visit. Brother Irvin Lewis is our pastor. He'll be very happy to see you there.